down the drain. So I said that in the case of emulsions, we could have oil and water, we could have water and oil emulsion. To bring these about, often it's useful to put in a surfactant to change the characteristic of the oil particle size so it fits in the right size range. So up here we've got an example of a surfactant that's in use. Coarse emulsions are unstable, and the reason is the size of the particles is not sufficient for it to be stable for long periods of time, so you need to break down the size of the dispersed phase particles. In the case of milk then, we have emulsifying agents intrinsically in the milk, so capsaicin for instance is an example of a protein which is found in milk, which ensures that it builds up an emulsion, oil and water emulsion, that's stable. If we want to bundle the cream component of milk in and make the whole thing stable, then we microemulsify the cream component down to the size range 10 to 100 nanometers, typically done using ultrasonics, and at that point the whole emulsion becomes stable. That's your regular bottle of milk, that's what they've done. They've ultrasonicated it, broken the cream down until it's in the size range. Now, emulsions are important for the same reason I talked about before in earth science. We know that these dispersed systems, the size of the particles gives them an immense surface area to volume ratio. So if you chomp on a big bit of fat, how are you going to digest that? Well, physically, you're first of all grinding it down into moderate sized particles. After that, the bile salts get pushed in your intestines, and these guys then will disperse the fats down to microemulsions, which then have a very high surface area, and then the enzymes can go to work and break down those microemulsions, because they're now in the correct size range that a large high molecular weight enzyme can go in and attack them. Whereas prior to the addition of the bile salts, when it was non-emulsified, the particles were too big, the enzymes couldn't work on them.